Clutter English Vows Given in Saturday Ceremony. That headline, appearing on the social page of the Garden City Telegram for November 23rd, surprised many of its readers. It seemed that Beverly, the second of Mr. Clutter's surviving daughters, had married Mr. Veer Edward English, the young biology student to whom she had long been engaged. Miss Clutter had worn white, and the wedding, a full-scale affair, Mrs. Leonard Cohen was soloist and Mrs. Howard Blanchard organist, had been solemnized at the First Methodist Church, the church in which, 3 days earlier, the bride had formally mourned her parents, her brother, and her younger sister. However, according to the telegram's account, Veer and Beverly had planned to be married at Christmas time. The invitations were printed and her father had reserved the church for that date. Due to the unexpected tragedy and because of the many relatives being here from distant places, the young couple decided to have their wedding Saturday. The wedding over, the Clutter kinfolk dispersed. On Monday, the day the last of them left Garden City, the telegram featured on its front page a letter written by Mr. Howard Fox of Oregon, Illinois, a brother of Bonnie Clutter. The letter, after expressing gratitude to the townspeople for having opened their homes and hearts to the bereaved family, turned into a plea. "There is much resentment in this community," that is Garden City, wrote Mr. Fox. "I have even heard on more than one occasion that the man, when found, should be hanged from the nearest tree. Let us not feel this way. The deed is done, and taking another life cannot change it. Instead, let us forgive as God would have us do. It is not right that we should hold a grudge in our hearts. The doer of this act is going to find it very difficult indeed to live with himself. His only peace of mind will be when he goes to God for forgiveness. Let us not stand in the way, but instead give prayers that he may find his peace.